Okay, so I told you a bit earlier on about what's happening at Tembisa Hospital. The DA leading a picket outside the hospital, calling for the immediate suspension of the hospital CEO. And this is on the back of that News 24 investigation into what happened to Babita Deokaran, the whistleblower who was murdered after she tried to put the brakes on some of these dodgy payments. EWN reporter Bernadette Wicks out at Tembisa for us. She's just returned and come into studio. Bernadette, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Tell us about the sentiment outside Tembisa Hospital. What was being said there?
Hi, Mandy. Well, yes. I mean, the sense we get is that the DA specifically, as they were hosting that, they were holding that picket, that they just feel there's been no action. And I mean, really, there hasn't been much action. But they are calling for the immediate suspension of the hospital CEO, Ashley Mthunzi. They've already called for the suspension of the Gauteng Department of Health CFO, Lerato Madyo. And that what they're saying basically is 3 weeks after these stories came out, we still haven't seen any real action from the Department of Health, which is obviously concerning. They've compared it to the Life Esidimeni tragedy. There are massive concerns about whether anyone will be held accountable for this.
What is the Gauteng Health Department saying about this? What is the explanation for the fact that we've got the evidence, the reporting is there, but yet they just are not acting against anyone?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's the big concern. By and large, they've been very silent on the issue. They've said that they note the allegations, but they've said that they're not going to provide a running commentary on it because obviously the matter is before the courts. They've used that all sort of sub judice argument, which is not a legitimate thing in South Africa, but it's obviously an easy thing for them to hide behind at the moment.
It certainly is, Bernadette. Thank you very much for your time and for coming in as well. Bernadette Wicks out at Tembisa Hospital, where the DA has been leading this picket outside the hospital, calling for the immediate suspension of the hospital CEO. Also an investigation, and a proper investigation, not just a high-level inquiry, but rather a proper investigation and action being taken so that Babita Deokaran's death was not in vain.